Hello, Screeters. If you don't like the way the weather is in northern Illinois, I always say wait 20 minutes and it's going to get better. Maybe that's how my mood is. That's how my bipolarism or my roller coaster is, because that's what it seems like. Today it's beautiful out. It kind of reminds me of the comparison between blogs and Anchor podcasts. Maybe podcasts in general, but very specifically Anchor podcasts, because we're a pretty tight community and a lot of us try to listen to each other's shows just like we would probably do if we did blogs. But maybe we're not very good writers. Maybe we're just better speakers. I don't know. But this particular conversation, the one I started yesterday, about what Patreon is and a sense of entitlement that some people may have when they support creators, specifically through Patreon. And maybe, just maybe, this guy, Jason Hobbs. I don't know. What I do know is that today is April 19th. It's Good Friday. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
Hi, Jace, it's Colin. Patreon, mate, you got me a bit confused with this. I didn't know there was a whole lot of drama with it. I thought it's just like a tip jar kind of thing. You see something you like and appreciate, and you throw a few coins in the hat. That's how I see it. Maybe I'm missing something. The other thing that I would add, I think it's got more value as a moral support idea. You know, you've got people that are willing to put their hand in the pockets and, you know, stump up some cash to say, yeah, man, there's a pat on the back. We're with you. We're interested in what you're doing. I think it's more about that. Oh, I don't know. Conflicted Colin is conflicted.
Colin from Spike Pit. Hey, Colin. I think for some, Patreon can be a lot more than that, because you've got people like Dyson Logos who are basically making a living from Patreon. Every map he makes, and if he makes one a week or whatever it is, I think he's getting something like $500 to $600 last time I looked. The Gauntlet podcast makes, I don't know, $2,500 an episode. So I'm not saying these are like big time monies and you can quit your job and you're now Matt Colville with a $5 million book. No, none of that stuff. But still, I mean, it's a little more than a tip jar. But here's a question for you, sir. When you give a tip to someone and they treat you badly, or they don't give you what you wanted, or, you know, you ask for a coffee with space for room and sugar and they fill it to the brim and you give them a tip, in the back of your mind somewhere, were you thinking, damn, and I even gave that barista an extra dollar and she still screwed me? I'm a devil's advocate, brother. You should know this by now. I'm not altogether completely serious about everything. I just really felt like this particular topic was interesting, and a lot of you guys may want to weigh in and give me a show calling in with your opinions, which I like because it was an opinion piece. So thanks for being opinionated, Colin, and thank you even more for letting me know what your opinion was. All right, so Colin started off this deluge of opinions. I got a bunch of them in here. I'm going to let them speak for themselves, and then I'll try to wrap it up, and that might make a show. If not, I'll come up with something else. Regardless, have a listen.
Hey, Jason, this is Logan. I support a few different Patreons, and some of them tell me what they do with the funds, and some of them don't. And I can see when I choose to support them how clear they're being about that on their Patreon page. I feel like it'd be kind of weird if I started to support them and then suddenly got in their face about how transparent they're being. You know, I can pull my support anytime I want and I can support anything I want. So it seems strange to make demands after the fact in that way.
Hobbs, it's Froth. Oh, my blood pressure on that last one, bud. First, I want to say thanks for your honesty. Second, I want to say I thought maybe I'd said something to piss you off or something when I saw you stop backing, but I'm even probably more dismayed to hear this whole sordid tale where, you know, somebody wants an itemized receipt of where their $3 went, you know, back in a podcast. To me, I think it's a little ridiculous. I mean, it's not a GoFundMe for surgery. It's a Patreon to back and support someone. So if you want to buy a microphone or buy some mayonnaise at the store or support the scene with some other patrons, I think that should be expected. I certainly don't say, where'd my dollar go this month? You know, Johnny, you know, show me where it went. You know, to me, it just seems ridiculous. Maybe I'm off base, but that's my 2 cents. See you later.
Oh, Jason, you knew I was going to call in on this one, huh? So, fortunately, I've never ran into that situation. I've never had a patron of mine, like, call me out or kind of, what are you doing with your money? Thank goodness I've never run into that because I don't know how well I would handle that. I may have to do an entire episode on this. You supporting people with Patreon money, it's your money. Once they donate, I mean, I don't know why the guy feels that way. I'm not surprised, considering the field that I work in. Entitlement is something I deal with all the time, and it doesn't come from a rational place most of the time. And it sounds like this guy is overstepping his boundaries. I mean, I'm going to do it, Jackson. I'm going to call you back. So someone telling me, now, if someone asked me what I did with my money and they were kind of polite about it, maybe I would, but for the most part, you know, it's none of their business. My patrons are very good. What I do is I deliver their service. They know that they're kind of, hey, Tim, like what you do, here's some money, and everything's cool. But if I had someone who is to the point where they were demanding or requesting to know what I was doing with my funds, I'm like, dude, you're not going to be, we're not going to match up. So go ahead and take your $5 elsewhere, your $3 elsewhere, because this isn't going to work out because I'm not going to do that. And to be cool with it, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be a dick about it, but I'd definitely be like, you know, no, you don't get to do this. There's no gray area in this, but, we each got to approach this in our own way. So I wish you best of luck, and I'm going to have to do an episode on this. So thanks, Hobbs.
Hey, man, it's Cody. This is probably going to be a two-part message. So here's what I have to say. So I think what you should be doing with the money you get from Hobbs and Friends Patreon is supporting the show first. And it sounds to me that's like exactly what you're doing. I know you have a couple recurring costs, like monthly costs for Blueberry, for your podcast, and then also the website, the Hobbs and Friends website, that's not free, so you have to pay, you know, whatever website service, and I'm pretty sure that's a monthly cost, and I know it's not necessarily that cheap. Actually, I think it's actually quite expensive, so, and then, you know, whatever gear you need, but the gear, once you buy it, you're good. It's not, unless something catastrophic happens and there's a fucking fire or you punch your microphone, then you're more than likely going to be good. So it sounds to me like you've already taken care of the show, and you are. I'll cut it here, and I'll come back with part two. So it sounds like maybe you have a little bit extra left over, and instead of spending that on yourself, you're spreading the wealth to our community, and I think that is a fantastic idea and a great use of the funds that you get through Hobbs and Friends. I think you should reinstate your support as Hobbs and Friends to those other patrons. You don't have to go through Jason. I think that it coming from Hobbs and Friends is maybe a little more meaningful. I mean, I don't want that to sound bad, but I certainly don't mean that, you know, you supporting these other Patreons as Jason Hobbs is worse. But I think, you know, coming from Hobbs and Friends, maybe it seems a little more impactful. So, that's just my quick thoughts. The only other thing I could think to maybe, you know, make these other folks happy is just maybe put a, like a spreadsheet together of what exactly you're using the funds for, and put it out as a post on Patreon, and they can see it and be happy or not about it, and that's it. Hey man, one last thing, unrelated to your Patreon woes, but you got to get more sleep, dude. Prioritize that shit. That's how your body recovers from a day, you know, mentally, physically, all of that stuff. That's really important. Yeah, so just get more sleep, dude. If you need me, I'll come down, I'll tuck you in, and I'll read you a bedtime story. All right, brother, take it easy.
Dude, Joe the Lawyer here, listening to your latest podcast. If people give you money, dude, do what you want with it. Fuck that shit. I say right here, I give Eric Hankar, I give Tim and Ivy Shorts. That's the way I support with Patreon. All of you, do whatever the hell you want with it. If you want to buy a tomato plant, I don't care. If you want to go and put gas in your car, I don't care. If you want to buy a pencil, I don't care. Do whatever you want. And that's such bullshit, people trying to give you money that control what you do. The patronage system goes back to medieval times to support somebody so they can create and do what they want. It's so stupid. They're trying to tell you what you can or can't do. Fuck them. Tell them to stick their money right up their fucking ass. Anyway, that's my thoughts on it. Take it easy.
Half Ed here. Just calling in about your Entitlement podcast. I support a number of the anchorites on Patreon. I've got, obviously I support my brother, Jay Webster, Ray Oters, Tim Short, yourself. There's maybe one or two more, can't remember off the top of my head. But I'm supporting the people. So, yeah, they do produce zines, and obviously I play Kalmata with yourself. But even if they didn't have the content coming out, or they didn't provide something, I would still support them. I'm supporting the fact that they do the podcast. I like what they say, what they give to me on the way home and to work, listening to the podcast. So I'm supporting the people. Just thought I'd say that. Cheers. Bye.
Hey man, Stu here. I'm sure you've gotten a bunch of call-ins about this demanding patron thing. But my two cents is I really don't see it like it's like buying a product. I hope a lot of people support you just because of how you help foster a good community around gaming. I firmly believe you should do whatever it is you want to with the money, even if it's to keep financing travel to those Jell-O wrestling competitions you participate in on the weekends. Good luck in the next one, man. See ya.
Hey, Jason. Carl here. Honestly, I really don't care what you use my little bit of contribution to your Hobbs and Friends for, unless you use it for like vices like gambling and drugs. I don't know. I mean, I think as part of the Patreon agreement, we trust you with the products that you put out and want to support you in your creative endeavor. So there should be some trust involved there. I mean, I think if you happen to use some money to support another Patreon, that's fine. I'm sure it'll come back. Your generosity will be rewarded manyfold. That's usually how it works in this world. So anyway, have a good one. Oh, also, if you would try to convince me of why I should support the OSE other than it's a one of our friends in the community, I like BX. I don't know if it needs yet another revision. All right.
Hey, Hobbs. This is Straight Shooting Matt. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I just listened to your entitlements episode, and that person needs to shut the fuck up. If you know me, I don't beat around the bush. So there you go. Unless you put in your reward tiers that that person or anybody who supports you has a right to tell you how to spend the money that they are supporting you, they don't have any right to tell you how to spend it. I mean, the money is put into a fund, which, sure, it should probably go to support your show. But if you happen to support other people with it, I mean, it's the same as the money coming out of your pocket. I don't know. I also noticed you didn't mention supporting me. What does that mean? Hey, Jason, it's Matt again. I just listened to Tim's podcast on the same subject. It got me thinking a little bit more, and so I thought I'd give you a bit more reserved reply than my previous one. although I think the previous one was quite genuine. This person and all of us support you so that you can produce a product. Inherent in that is that we give you funds to purchase or spend or allocate funds as needed for whatever purposes so that you can complete your show. There is no unwritten contract between the giver and the user that says you must spend money in a certain fashion. So that person is on crack. I think they're a special little snowflake. They should probably go find another channel to support and stop giving you a headache.
Hello, wow. A veritable who's who of the OSR anchorites, all weighing in and heavily against our questioning patron. I'm not surprised. Some people had some ideas and some thoughts which were middle of the line. Some people were a little more aggressive. Some people even did their own episode on the topic and got more call-ins. We're looking at you, Gothridge Manor, Tim Schwartz. So, yeah, it was an interesting topic, like I mentioned, and I really appreciate everybody calling in. I am going to reinstate all of the people that I was patroning, and maybe I'll put a blurb somewhere and make it more visible. Like I said, I am a big fan of transparency, and I really feel like supporting a community is enhancing the show Hobbs and Friends, and Random Screed, really, for that matter. We wouldn't have the following of those shows or the community around the OSR anchorites if we weren't going to support each other, be that through the generosity of our praise, ear, and mentorship, or out of our pockets. You know, all those things help. If they're a word of encouragement through someone enjoying something enough that they feel it's worthwhile, or if it's a word of encouragement just on that first episode, welcoming you into the OSR anchorites, letting you know that there's a MeWe group and a Discord channel where you can come and talk with like-minded individuals and maybe other people that you listen to. So all those things are fantastic, and what a community really is. We haven't really had to police ourselves much, but when that comes, I think we'll do what we need to do. So, yeah, man. I had another call. It was from J.E. Shields, James, and he wants something very, very specific. I might end the show with a teaser for the next show. You know what I think? It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Hey Matt, J.E. Shields. Just wanted to text in to Gothridge Manor to bleep about my thoughts on OSR definitions and redefinitions. I think the best thought that can be made towards that is that there are two types of people in this world. Those who use words to mean what they say and those who flirfnifer. In all seriousness, I think the burden of proof is upon the person using the word to know what it means when they use it. No one would dare think in this culture to refer to people as Indians anymore, even though the Europeans redefined that word to mean the people that were here first. But I don't think that just coming on and stating my thoughts will generate conversation. I have one question for you, and that'll be after the break. Hey Jason, J.E. Shields again. I want discussion. I think that sometimes we talk about an issue and sometimes can often mean the same thing, but aren't communicating well. The importance of knowing what a word means or a thought, a phrase, and so on. So you talked about the OSR and it no longer meaning what it once meant and that how it's changed. And my question to you is, what was the OSR? how would you have defined it, and how has it changed, and what do you see it as now? I know that's a huge question and lots of thoughts on that, but let me throw it at you. Talk to you later.
Another Random Street Encore by Jason Hobbs. Hey, everybody. I think you all know that I like to run BX. You're also probably aware that in the last year or so, Gavin Norman at Necrotic Gnome put out BXE, BX Essentials. And I've talked about it some. But did you know that there is a Kickstarter from Necrotic Gnome going on right now for Old School Essentials, OSE, where he has also taken a better layout, better wording, fixed anything that he could on any BX stuff, and he's got an awesome box case. You can get a large tome with everything. You can get 5 books separately, hardcover. It's pretty incredible, actually, and if you don't know about it, you should go check it out now. Go now. Check it out. OSE, Gavin Norman, Old School Essentials. Yeah, tell him Hobbs sent you.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van. Don't turn off that sat-nav, man. Random Screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.